Joining me live over the phone right now this morning is Director Brian Nesvik with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Good morning, Director. How are you doing today?
Well, good morning, Duke. I'm very well.
Hey, thanks for your time as always. Appreciate you giving us a monthly update here on SVI Radio in Western Wyoming. And well, Lincoln County was in the news recently with the Game and Fish and a grizzly bear again verified near Viva Naughton Reservoir in South Lincoln County, and actually the second time in 2 years that this has happened. Director, what can you tell us about this?
Yeah, you know, this particular bear, we don't know if it's the same one as last year. It certainly could be. It hadn't found itself in any trouble, but it was captured on trail cameras that were placed on bear baits, and that's how it was confirmed. So it's definitely confirmed as a grizzly bear, and you know, I think this is just a continual result of ever expanding grizzly bear populations in the state.
Well, you know, a couple things there. First off, this any reason for this bear to be relocated, or I'm assuming it's still in the area as far as you are aware? Or?
Yeah, so the bear, he was in a really difficult spot when he was last confirmed. A spot that was very remote, hard to get a trailer into, to be able to, even if he was captured, to put him in a trailer and haul him out of there. But we're continuing to keep our eye on it. I think over the weekend there was another confirmed sighting of this bear, and I know I don't have an update this morning from over the weekend, but I believe our folks are up there trying to see if there's logistically a way to capture this animal and get him moved. It's definitely the furthest south that we've seen a bear, you know, wander off away from kind of the core of the grizzly bear population.
Well, you mentioned how it goes to show the expanding footprint of where these bears are going to be located, and I think it's definitely a sign of that to see this 2 years in a row. So there's still that ongoing struggle, right, with the endangered species list and trying to get state management of these animals. Do you think that this sighting gives the Game and Fish any leverage there, or what happens from this, if anything?
Well, it's, you know, really this is just another chapter in a long book of the story of grizzly bears doing very, very well in Wyoming and the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. We've had the same types of incidents in the southern Wind River Range. We've had them clear out east of Cody, out in places where it's not good grizzly bear habitat, and it's just kind of another incident that supports this story of these bears just expanding their range as there's more bears there, you know, they're pushed out into less than desirable habitats for sure.
Speaking with Director Brian Nesvik this morning with the Wyoming Game and Fish. So, Director, as far as those going out into the backcountry, what are some precautions that maybe should be made in light of this?
Well, certainly, you know, grizzly bear attacks, there's plenty of grizzly bears around, but really considering the number of human encounters there are, there's not very many attacks. But what we encourage folks to do is that anytime they're out and about, either working or recreating or hunting, fishing, whatever they may be doing in places where there may be grizzly bears, that they carry something that they're comfortable with protecting themselves. Usually people are comfortable with either bear spray or a firearm or both. And we certainly encourage folks to do that. The other thing is, you know, recreating and traveling in pairs. A lot of grizzly encounters happen with just, you know, individuals. And so it's definitely a deterrent to a bear to have more than one person. And then doing a good job with food storage. A lot of incidents with bears end up occurring after they get a human food reward, or they're attracted to something that they can easily access, like food that's not hung in a tree or food that's not secured in a bear pannier or in a vehicle. And so those are a few things folks can do to be able to recreate responsibly in places where we know these critters exist.
Director Brian Nesvik with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department this morning live on SVI. Director, anything else happening with the Game and Fish that you wanted to bring up this morning?
Well, I sure hope that your listeners have gotten their big game applications in. The deadline is today. This will be the last day folks can apply. So if you haven't already done so, friendly reminder, get out and get on the Game and Fish website and submit your applications.
That's Director Brian Nesbitt, Wyoming Game and Fish. Details, of course, at wgfd.wyo.gov. That's the Wyoming Game and Fish website. Director, anything else?
No, I just, you know, I think I talked last time. We're certainly continuing to watch our moisture patterns across the state. We've definitely got some parts of the state that are pretty darn dry, and that's concerning because it's 2 years in a row, and certainly the, you know, wildlife does a lot better when there's normal or above normal precipitation. So we're watching it. There's been a few places that have received some much needed rain here recently, but we've got our fingers crossed that some of those drier parts of the state are able to get some rain soon.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Director, as always, appreciate your time. Thank you so much. We'll talk again next month.
All right, take care, Duke.
You betcha. That's Director Brian Nesbitt, Wyoming Game and Fish on SBI Radio.